You've all heard by now that in Wisconsin we no longer have free speech in the Capitol unless you happen to be a member of the legislature or the administration. We are going to change that, and we're declaring that we are the high sheriff here in this building, and you're all exempt from all rules and regulations with respect to singing, dancing, or raising hell. So let's get this thing along, singers, to raise hell, because we're going to make sure this doesn't happen in the state of Wisconsin. It's an outrage, and it's an insult, and one that we're not going to take. So please welcome our friends who are now a threat to the state of Wisconsin.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? All right. We're here on behalf of the Solidarity Sing-Along. We're at the Capitol every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. since March 11th of 2011. So we want to invite... Everybody's invited to come to the Capitol during that time. Yesterday was our 461st Solidarity Sing-Along. The day after Election Day will be our 500th. So that's going to be a huge celebration. But I'm not here to talk, we're not here to talk, we're here to sing. So I hope that you guys have the lyrics in the pamphlet, and we're gonna sing I'm Sticking to the Union, also known as Union May.
Thank you. John Ernie Frevers.
Isn't it amazing that this is a subversive activity here in the state of Wisconsin? I think it's an outrage. The mayor's not writing resolutions. The first resolution it seems to me we have to fight for is the right of free speech in the capital that we own that belongs to the people of the state of Wisconsin.
How great are the Solidarity Singers? I want to see them all at the Capitol holding up a copy of the Constitution on Read the Constitution Day so they can recite it by the governor who declared Monday Read the Constitution Day. It's just perfect.